Sabah on Muslim Radio Islam International. The SANDF may soon see its ranks reduced if the Department of Defense goes ahead with plans to reduce what it calls its human strength to 73,000. It further plans to reduce reserve man days in an effort to save costs. The plans were revealed during a parliamentary briefing by the Secretary of Defense, Sonto Kujo, and senior leaders on funding models and cost containment plans for the SANDF. Now joining us on the line, we have defense expert Helmut Heitmann. Helmut, a very good morning to you and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Good morning to you, sir.
How would we define human strength? Is it just a fancy word for staff?
Yeah, for warm bodies. Yeah, it's basically the number of people in the defense force, both uniformed and civilian, which the salary bill at the moment and the overall personnel cost is a very high proportion of the budget. But the problem there is it's not so much that we've got too many people, it's the budget is too low. If you actually look at what the Defense Force is supposed to do, it should probably have at least 80,000 people in it, instead of which we have, and that's uniformed people, not counting civilians. There's about 12,000 civilians. Instead of which we've got just over 75 or 6 now. We're going to cut down to 73. All it means is the Defense Force will have to lean more heavily on the very few reservists it's got, and they're cutting that too, so it means some tasks simply will not get done. The problem there is that the Defense Force really particularly needs more infantry in the Army. It's, border patrol, peacekeeping work is all very people-heavy. You need lots of soldiers on the ground. And if that's what you're going to do, then you have to have the troops. So it's really cutting down the personnel numbers is not going to solve anything except make treasury happy. It'll just make life more difficult for the Defense Force.
Is this in any way related to corruption? Is there money that's supposed to be there that is no longer there that is resulting in these cuts?
No, I don't think so. I think, look, there's probably some. I mean, you've got a budget of $48 billion or so. And you've got 70,000 plus people involved with it one way or another. Somebody somewhere is stealing something. Unfortunately, that's human nature anywhere in the world, any organization. But no, in this case, it's simply a mismatch between what the government wants the Defense Force to do and the funding that it provides. We're just looking at it quite straightforward. The border control, they say it should be 22 companies changed over every 6 months. That's 44 companies. Even if you use the support company then in the infantry role, that's 11 battalions. Another 3 would provide one company per province for the action force. Now we're at 14 battalions. Now you add the peacekeeping commitments, there are 2 of them. At minimum, you should have 4 battalions earmarked for each. So now we're up at 22. Add a couple of the action force units, 26 battalions. We only have 14. Hence, they're calling up a lot of reserves. They simply don't have enough troops to do the job. And that's a problem.
Is this in the pipeline or is it finalized? Can arguments still be made against it?
Well, look, I think the reductions are pretty well finalized because the money isn't there, so the Defense Force can't pay its people. At the moment it's paying people by taking money out of other line items. That's why when equipment acquisitions aren't moving forward, why maintenance of existing equipment is delayed or simply skipped over, because there simply isn't the money. The other problem is, of course, you can't shed a lot of people quickly. The first is the Labor Relations Act, and there's simply the Act of Fairness. You can't, particularly guys who were in exile with MK, now back here, you constantly say to them, okay, cheers, nice having you, thanks for coming into exile with us, and I'll go away and starve somewhere. You've got to give them a decent severance package. And again, Treasury has not provided the money for a proper severance package. So literally the Defense Force is squeezed between these two competitors, the number of people it actually needs and the number of people it can pay.
Yeah. On a different note, apart from the numbers, right, 70,000, 80,000 staff, there's been talk about the lack of capacity, the lack of skill, the lack of training within the ranks of the SANDF. What's your assessment in that regard?
Okay, there's two sides to that. There is a real problem, for instance, in the Air Force. The pilots, air crews simply don't get to fly enough. Mm-hmm. Similarly, the Navy doesn't get to go to sea enough. And if you don't fly and if you don't go to sea, then you're not building up your experience base to handle something when it goes wrong. In the Army, the recent exercise the Army had at the Combat Training Center was the first one that's come close to a full brigade level exercise in quarter of a century. So, and in fact, at the moment, I don't think there's a single officer in the Army who's ever moved an entire brigade from A to B, let alone deployed it or employed it. And, it sounds a silly thing to say, but a full brigade is somewhere in the region of 1,500 vehicles. Now, moving 1,500 vehicles from one spot to another spot in the right order in the right time is not nearly as easy as people might think it is. And I've done it once or twice, albeit with smaller numbers. But it's a complex exercise. And if you don't practice it, you are going to be surprised by the things that go wrong, and some things will go wrong. So you need to know what's happening. That's the one side. The other side. Our troops generally in the Congo, previously in Darfur and Burundi, I don't know now Mozambique because I haven't really seen reports from there. in those places and in Bangui, of course, in 2013. Our troops and our the junior leaders and the battalion commanders have done exceptionally well. I'm sure there have been exceptions, but generally they do well. So there doesn't seem to be much wrong with the training at that level, or for that matter, the training of junior leaders and middle-ranking officers. And certainly the feedback I get out of the Defense Force, and I'm talking of feedback from former SADF officers who are still there, is that by and large they're pretty happy with the people we've got in the Defense Force. You've got duds, but that's not new. The old SADF had duds. Every military in the world has got duds. We've got people who are corrupt. That's also not new. Mm-hmm. What is unfortunate is that we don't seem to always prosecute them, particularly if they're senior. But that's really not the fault of the Defense Force per se. That's political interference. There is some problem of political interference in senior appointments and promotions, which is making middle-ranking officers quite bitter. And I'm not talking white officers, I'm talking black officers. They're seeing people promoted for the wrong reasons. But to come back to capacity, the biggest capacity issue is equipment that doesn't work because there hasn't been money to maintain it. And it's not so much an issue of the people. Yes, we're short of some skills. We're short of a lot of experience in some areas, simply again because there isn't money to give them the experience. And then we do strange things. Now, this is peripheral to the Defense Force, but relevant. For instance, we've imported these Cuban mechanics to fool around with our Sommel truck fleet. When Donnell Vehicle Systems, which became the OEM, the original equipment manufacturer of those vehicles, taking it over from the first company, has had to lay off people and auction off equipment and is pretty well standing with empty factory. So we have South Africans being laid off, who actually are the people who should be maintaining the vehicles, and we import foreigners to maintain them at considerable expense. You know, that also doesn't make sense. So there's some money going out there that we could use much more intelligently inside South Africa.
All right, Helmut, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Pleasure, anytime.
That was defense expert Helmut Heitmann talking to us about job shedding at the SANDF.